The other day, I was talking to a friend who was talking about another friend who he said was more or less my age. And he used an expression saying that we were from the same quinta, the word quinta meaning fifth, as in one fifth. And it's an expression that I'm familiar with. I heard it for the first time many years ago, and I'll use it myself on occasion. And it's sort of a way of saying that, as I mentioned before, you're the same age as someone, or more or less the same age. I wouldn't say the same generation, but the same age. And this is an expression that is related to the military service. And it's a term that goes back to the 18th century when our friend Carlos III, the King of Spain, who implemented many reforms in a lot of different sectors of society and government, wanted to improve the military service or the armed forces in Spain. Spain was now no longer the military power it was during the 16th and maybe halfway through the 17th century. It had begun to decline with the arrival of the Bourbon dynasty to the monarchy at the beginning of the 18th century. Well, the new kings tried to bring in a number of reforms, especially Fernando VI and Carlos III, and sort of modernize the country. And one of the issues there was how to make the military service or how to make the armed forces more effective, more consistent, more reliable. And the system that they used was the quintas, which basically meant that one in every five male citizens, probably around the age of 18 or so, would be called up for duty. So in a town, if imagine they had 100 young people about that age, well, 20 would be sent to do military service. And that group would be called the quintas. And so if you were the same quinta, you'd be the same age, but especially you'd be part of a group of people who would have to go off, or young men who would have to go off and do military service. And that would, in a certain way, create a bond because you were experiencing something together. Probably something that wasn't too easy and enjoyable, but you experienced it together. It didn't necessarily mean that you went off to war, but you did the service and then you'd return. And this military service, this required military service, went on throughout the 19th century. It wasn't very popular because even though in theory it was supposed to apply to any young man of that age, as what often happened, and in a certain way still does happen, the wealthiest families, the well-off families, often found a way to get their son out of the service. And in this case, it was a direct system called redención en metálico. Metálico nowadays is another word for cash. So you could be redeemed by paying and getting out of the military service, basically paying your way out of doing it. So therefore, it was quite unpopular with the working class who felt they were unfairly represented in the military service. That system, I believe, ended at the beginning of the 20th century in the early 1900s, but required military service carried on throughout most of the century, especially once Franco had won the Spanish Civil War and installed a dictatorship. Military service was required throughout those 40 years and included basic training and a whole range of different types of service. I believe originally it was done for 18 months, a year and a half. And then it was reduced to 15 months and then a year. After Franco died, during the transition, the military service became a lot less popular. I'm not sure if it was ever popular before, but I guess during during the Franco regime, you didn't have much of a choice. But as democracy was established and people had more freedom of expression and choice in many ways, young people started to oppose the military service as conscientious objectors. Naturally, the defense ministry was not very happy about that, but it was facing rising opposition. At first, they came up with a system. Well, at the very beginning, I think the first conscientious objectors were actually put in jail temporarily, but that was not a popular move with the government, for the government. So they came up with an alternative. In other words, if you didn't want to do military service, you could do some kind of social work for the same period of time. So some people did that. But there were others who didn't even like that. And they rejected the idea of the government requiring them to do any service, be it military or social, as something that was mandatory, even though the time period had been reduced by then to just 9 months. Young people said they didn't feel it was necessary. And so the Spanish government in the 1990s, realizing that that was where things were going, established the beginnings of a professional army. And then on December 31st, 2001, required military service ended completely, and the armed forces became entirely professional. And that's the way it is to this day. But this expression, La Quinta, Tu Quinta, still exists and is still used to describe someone who is basically the same age as you. So now you've learned that, and you've learned the history behind why that expression, where that expression comes from. And that'll be all for this sort of mini podcast brought to you by Brian Spain Domain. Please feel free to leave any comments or questions, because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture, and Spanish expressions, as we're talking about today. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button on our website, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. You can also check us out on our YouTube channel and support us by subscribing. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.